Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide to step foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. It was like, it took like 7 days. It was dark, and then there was light, and then a guy came down with a hammer and chisel, and he carved a rock, and then God said, good job, dude. And then they put stuff on it, like buildings and bridges and playgrounds and dinosaurs, but then the dinosaurs left, and this is what we are left with. Is that good?
What is the everything
final four
you said
of that, by the way? Final four of that.
Yeah. Was that linear? Because I do like to imagine that we did build playgrounds and then the dinosaurs showed up.
Well,
and
course.
They're just like,
I mean,
what are all these playgrounds here for?
What kind of God would make dinosaurs and not let them go down a slide? Are you kidding me, dude?
Exactly. If there is a God, then you have to believe that he was like, I'm going to give these dinosaurs a slide.
Yeah, dog. I refuse to believe in a God that's not giving dogs slides. I've seen dogs go down slides.
It's
dinosaurs
amazing.
Dinosaurs can go down slides. Yeah. Swing sets for dinosaurs.
I really want to see dinosaurs just having fun. Like in the way that like you just see like animals like who like get in like a spillway. And they'll just go down like a quick spillway. And they're like, oh my gosh, that was wild. And they run back up and go do it again. And you're like, look at these little idiots. Like I just want to see dinosaurs doing it though.
I'm thinking about it this way though. I've seen birds in my yard, which I think are playing. I've seen my cat with like fuzzy little toy throwing it in the air and trying to catch it. Clearly playing, right?
Yeah.
We've seen dogs play. We've seen it all. I've never seen a lizard play. Now, have you? I've seen lizard people. I've seen snake people. And anytime they're like, oh, look how cute it is. It just does be standing there.
It do just be there.
It like, don't play.
It does. Yeah, you're right. There does not seem to be whimsy. Like I look in them weird eyes and I'm like, I don't see any hint of curiosity.
I don't think alligators play.
No, they
absolutely
like,
not.
They're really about like, I'm here to kill something. Like I'm here to be
here
like,
to spill blood.
I'm like, I guess maybe though, is that something where you're the greatest? You were one of the greatest apex predators, right? Like in the,
absolutely.
In
Serengeti. Yep, I'm in that mindset. I'm there. Got
like,
it.
You're in the Serengeti. You are one of the apex predators. Would it go against your image if all the gazelles saw you on Friday night doing karaoke?
Yeah, dude. It's
you know
okay.
What I'm
so what you're telling me is like, it's like when Jay-Z back in like 2004 popped his collar in a pink polo, and everyone was like, "Hip hop can't wear pink polos."
Yeah,
like we're just waiting for because they're all so hard. But then, like, one guy gets less hard, and now it's okay. So we're just waiting for, like, one alligator to come out with that top hat on and be like, I don't know about you guys, but
I'm just trying to have some fun here, you guys. Like, they're like, you make us look weak. You make us look weak.
I think that's all it's going to take. It's just going to take that one lizard to finally play.
So, and that's why we have started a charity, everyone. It's called Top Hats for Lizards. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking donations, which you can just send directly to our Venmos. You know where to find those.
It's lizardwizard@friendlycompetition.com.
Yeah.
And, so you send it to that.
And we're going to head. Cody and I are going to head down to Africa and just start putting hats on alligators.
I'm imagining me and you sitting at the bank of a river with all these alligators in it. And we're just literally like ring tossing top hats out and trying to get them on their head.
Come on.
Just the water's full of top hats floating down the river.
Cause our own environmental
issues. The locals
issues.
Are like, these guys are bad for the environment. I don't know if top hats are biodegradable, but they don't seem to be.
I don't think.
And also, this top hat literally says on the bottom, 99 cents made out of microplastics. And they're just throwing it into the river.
Yeah. And we're not going to be checking. Yeah, that's not our job. Like, we're here. At some point, we also have to think of like, hey, we got to buy in bulk top hats. So like, I'm sorry we can't get the, well, actually, I will say a lot of this comes down to you. This comes down to you, the listener.
How much are you going
to
donate?
How much are you going to donate to save the environment, but also give these alligators top hats?
And we can't just buy one good top hat either, because no matter how much we tell them, alligators keep going underwater. And these top hats are not supposed to get that wet.
There's not. And we can't. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We're not going to get ones with little strings to put under their chins. We're not trained to do that. Like, that's not the point of this. No. So we're just hoping it'll kind of stay on top as they float along the river.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think if even it's on their back, I think that counts. Like,
it's
I think
close
it's
enough, dude.
It's funny.
It's a lizard. It's fine.
Yeah. So that's what we'll be doing after we get through this here final four of the greatest monuments in the United States. And I'll even say this, the contiguous United States. Get out of here, Hawaii and Alaska, mostly because you deserve to be back to the indigenous people who were there first and had no, like, wait, what? We're becoming a state? When? Who? Why? What?
Second of all, no cool playgrounds, no cool monuments. Get out of here.
Here we have our Group A champion, the Grand Canyon, going up against the Group B champion, Statue of Liberty. And then on the other side of the bracket, we have the National Mall going up against the Group D champion, Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's just get this out of the way. Let's have Statue of Liberty go versus the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Man versus nature at its most extreme, right?
What is extreme about the Statue of Liberty?
I mean, it's extreme in the sense that I don't think nature could do it. You know, like, they're extreme opposites. So, like, I don't think man could make the Grand Canyon, and I don't think nature could do the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, point's proven. There. Well, yeah, I'm moving on. Here's my question. When it comes to, these are national monuments. These are things that we as the United States are saying, like, this is our shit. If you come here, that's that shit that represents us. Can we actually claim the Grand Canyon?
I mean, we didn't
do anything, by the way. That's what I'm saying. We did no part of this. We just got to get here and be like, this is sick as fuck. Look at this.
I'm trying to think of other countries that, like, have stuff like that they claim as theirs. Maybe, like, Mount Kilimanjaro or Everest, but that's literally it. Everyone else is like, oh, no, our monuments, we did make it. And the United States is like, we found a fucking hole. It's better than yours.
And now we're good. Now you got to pay to see the hole. You're like, wait, what? Why would I? It's the Earth's. It's not yours. And we're like, no, it's in America. So that's
ours. Is the beauty of capitalism, too. Like,
it is,
I found
really,
something,
though.
I found a hole and I'm going to charge you for it, dude.
Yeah. So in that way, it is very American.
Yeah. So I think if we take that aspect of it, and we did commercial, like, if you can ride donkeys to the bottom, I'm pretty sure there's a Sbarro down there. I'm pretty sure, right?
Well, what do you, you gotta eat.
Dude, they should put a Nike store at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and it's the only place you can get a certain pair of shoes. I guarantee, dude.
If they release Jordans, like special Grand Canyon Jordans, at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, you gotta go to
I don't even want... The hype beast that would come out of the woodworks. I'd love to see all those hype beasts actually have to hike their asses down there. Like, the only way is you do have to hike it. Like, you can't... There's no donkey.
No, and we can't mail it. No shipping. Only one per person.
Yep.
And it has to be the size of the person that walks in. And also, once you get them, we tattoo you, so you can't come back.
Permanent. Yeah.
Dude, that's...
We chip you and the shoes. If you're ever with it, if those ever get separated by more than 50 feet, we blow up the shoes.
Only are you buying these shoes, you have to wear them at all times.
Or at least keep them on your person.
Yeah, carry a backpack, dude. Wrap them around your neck. I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
Nick,
but
whose collab would hit harder? Whose collab would take us to the next level? Nike in the Grand Canyon or Nike in the Statue of Liberty?
Here's the thing that would have to happen.
Okay.
For the Statue of Liberty one, is they'd have to hike up the skirt or the dress. Like, they would have to, in essence, either build a new statue or somehow cut out the bottom of it and install a new bottom that is her pulling it up just enough so you can see some sick dunks.
Those would be fire, though. If we rebuilt the Statue of Liberty just so it was a hype beast.
I'm just saying.
That's what it needs. It needs a remake. That's the problem with all these monuments. They're old as fuck.
Yeah.
We need to make them cool. I look outside at the Empire. Like, no one dresses like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. You're in charge of the redesign of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
What stays and what goes for you?
Cool. Okay. I guess we keep it a statue. That stays. Actually, I would replace it with, you know, like the statue they have from the people at Iwo Jima putting up the flag?
Yeah.
I would have something very similar to that, except it's just the cast of the Expendables. So they're doing it.
Is the entire cast the size of the current Statue of Liberty?
They're each the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
So the island, it becomes Expendables Island.
Expendables Island.
Exactly. And they just stand at all corners of the island looking out like colossus.
I Ellis Island is pretty small. So this would be, we'd be packing them in. I don't hate it though. I think I would want, I like the torch, but I need real flames. I really feel like we really missed, like we got to get a bonfire cooking up there at all times.
We got to think about this. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. But if they do any work to modernize the Statue of Liberty in any way, they are turning it into a mech, right? That's got to be what they're doing.
That's the secret government. Oh, we're just doing maintenance on it. We're going to do some upgrades, but it is to make it a mech on the East Coast. Yeah. That's what. Would we have too many mechs? All of our mechs would be on the East Coast, though, because if Abraham Lincoln's a mech.
Mech for sure. Yeah.
And Statue of Liberty's a mech.
It's a mech. Washington comes out penis first out of the ground. That's a mech. That's our biggest mech.
Maybe Mount Rushmore is four mechs.
Oh, that'd be badass. Or it's a one mech with four heads.
Ooh, that's probably it.
Yeah.
So what, do we have anything on the West Coast? Is our West Coast completely unguarded from...
Dude, if it comes from... Oh my God!
Oh, this literally is the point of Pacific Rim, is that we were so weak on the West Coast.
Dude,
that
and
it goes away.
It's also stupid because if there's any coast we need to pretend, if any country's coming at us with mechs, it's the Japanese.
Yeah.
They attacked from that side before and we weren't expecting it.
That's clearly our weak side. We have done nothing to improve our defense from the West.
You're telling me there's not a single Gundam-like mech in Pearl Harbor?
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Come on. Actually, you know what? There is in San Diego, there's the statue of the guy kissing the girl. And like, you know, from like the boys coming back from World War II or whatever.
Yeah. Those are mechs, both of them.
So we do. All right. I feel better about that. I feel more comfortable knowing that our defense is in place. What if we gave the Statue of Liberty a BBL? Is that defacing it or making it better? Brazilian butt lift, Cody.
Okay.
We're going to make that. We're going to give that cake because there's no way this thing's got ass.
No.
Because it's the French. And I'm sorry. If I know one thing about the French, is that they're stinky. Ha, got you. If I know two
nice
things
try,
about the French
bitch,
they ain't got that ass.
They ain't got it. Not like
they
that.
Ain't got ass like that.
Not like me and Nick.
No, so it's like, and I feel like we should give the Statue of Liberty some cake. Just put a little back
there. We gotta cake it up. That goes without saying.
That
Nick.
Goes without
That's
saying.
That's just any modern statue now. It's definitely gotta be caked up. I'm talking two airplane seats worth of cake, you know?
I'm saying... Leonardo da Vinci got it with the David. Boy's caked up.
Yeah.
All his homies are caked up. Some would argue that that's because that's what he was into. But nonetheless, he at least understood. He's like, I'm going to cake it up.
I'm going to cake it. Well, he wanted his art to stand the test of time.
Right.
And that's the problem with the people who made the Statue of Liberty. They weren't thinking future proof, you know?
They didn't even rust proof it. You know what I'm saying? They gave us a copper statue and like didn't put any rusties on it or anything. Like just
nothing,
something.
Dude, even when I like build a patio or if I do any home maintenance, even I anti-rust my stuff.
Right.
I'm stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I knew to do that. So the French, I don't know what you were doing over here.
Jeez, I'm not getting in the Grand Canyon. After all that, it only makes sense.
I understand. But the one thing I can't get over and I won't be able to get over unless it proves, I don't think it's not untrue. It's that like the Statue of Liberty was there I just can't imagine like coming into port, right? You're coming from Ireland. You're coming from the British. You're coming from all the Italy and you're coming into port and there it is. This, the one thing they told you you would see and now you've seen it. And like that to me, there's just something special about it. I gotta go Statue of Liberty.
I think that's good and beautiful. I like that. I gotta go Grand Canyon because you could accidentally walk into it, and that's a funny joke.
No, I don't disagree with you. So we'll settle this the only way we know how with the American voting coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. We got George Bush facing up, which means John Kerry is on the other side. Low seed gets to pick. That's gonna be Cody.
I got to go with Bush, baby, because I think he might accidentally fall into the Grand Canyon. And that would be funny.
It would be funny.
It'd be so funny, dude.
It would be funny.
Would you stop him?
Has no one thought about bringing Trump to the Grand Canyon? Because, like, motherfucker looked at the eclipse. Like, you can't tell me that he's not going to be like, I'm going to get to the edge, you know?
Okay, we got to get Trump to the thing. When he's there doing his speech, we'll be like, so are you going to jump into the river? And they're like, what? Like, when Biden was here, he jumped from here into the river.
He actually Evel Knievel'd it.
Evel Knievel, it was awesome.
It was wild, dude.
That's why I'm voting for him.
Yeah, I can do it. Give me the biggest motorcycle. I'll do it. Like, yeah, sure, of course. It's right over there, actually.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, just gun that. Take that ramp, big boy.
Why is that ramp pointing the long way down the canyon? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
That's how Biden did it. Like,
and then, honestly, I would have Biden show up the next day and be like, you know what Trump did?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not playing favorites here.
Yeah, like, I'll do it.
They both can jump the canyon.
This is just a test. This is honestly a test to see who, like, once again, if you fail the test, like, you kind of don't deserve to be president. So,
Nick, first thought that comes to your mind, if we decided president by who could do the gnarliest jump, who would be president? Go.
My first thing was Johnny Knoxville.
Me too. Okay. It was either him or Tony Hawk. And
I think Johnny Knoxville is a fair president. I think there's something about, because he commanded the Jackass crew and got them through to number four, which is wild. That he
That's
was somehow
true.
Able to hold that group together, bring the boys back, and be
through,
like, hey, we're going to do this.
Drug issues,
yes,
crimes,
yes,
firearms, and Johnny Knoxville's over here. That's if running the government is like wrangling cats, then
our,
that's what Johnny Knoxville
boy
can
has
do.
Done this. So Johnny Knoxville for president, pretty obvious one, I think.
Yeah, I think.
All right,
good.
We will flip. It's George Bush, baby. All right.
Grand
Canyon. Moving on, where it'll go up against either the National Mall or Mount Rushmore. Here's my problem. The National Mall, I feel, just almost has too much, right? Because this is, we put it all there. We got all the presidents represented and JBL. Like,
yeah, I know. Here's the, I, well,
or
I'm
L-
glad
LBJ,
you,
sorry.
JBL's the wrestler. I know
you wrestling, sorry, my
but
bad.
Here, John Bradshaw Layfield's also here. But the problem, I think the opposite. I think Mount Rushmore doesn't have enough.
Not enough presidents.
Not enough presidency.
God, do you
we
remember?
We need more presidents. If there was 28 presidents, would that wet your whistle? What if we wrapped it around the whole mountain?
But just because there's only so many sizes of rocks there, some of them are a little bigger, some are a little smaller.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, you just happen to be on the small side of the mountain, big guy.
Nothing I can do about it. No, but
Jimmy Carter.
If I'm thinking about where I want to actually, if someone reaches out to me like, hi, my name is Paul and I live in Uruguay and I fucking am coming to the United States, I can only go to one place. Where should I go? I can't say Mount Rushmore, my dude. It's... What?
That's
Nick,
fair.
We grew up there. Okay?
We were there.
We were there.
It
Can
was...
you honestly look into my eyes and tell me you'd send someone there?
It was one of those things, like growing up in that area and every summer seeing people from clearly all parts of the world, mm-hmm. right? From every continent represented, you know, and I worked Target. So like they would come through to like maybe get some stuff for their hotel or something. Like, so I'm hearing all these different languages. And every single time I was like, my guys, like, this is what you can't, please tell me this is like your seventh trip to America.
That's what I'm saying.
Please,
every time I see
please
a tour
don't be
group
the first.
Come and it's like 30 people from China, I'm like, you came to South Dakota?
Like,
my
is it,
brothers and
please,
sisters.
Please tell me you have to be going coast to coast, right? Because you can't have just come here. I can't accept that's what you spent your good hard-earned money on, was coming to South Dakota to see something. Now, I will say this. I for the longest time was down on it. I was like, just Google it. It looks like it does in Google. I will now say, like, as an adult, I can appreciate the hours and time that was put into making Mount Rushmore and can see the beauty of that. But at the same time, it do look like the photo. If I were like you said, if you were choosing to go to another country and like you're like, I want to go to France, right? You've been to France.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I like to go to France. And then the main suggestion was to go to just like the middle of it. Or there's really like there's like one cool vineyard.
It's
here.
Like if the Arc de Triomphe was just in the middle of a town in the south of France. It's like, that's it. That's the Arc. Okay, cool. What else is there? That's it, my dude.
That was it. That's all you got.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do
nothing.
Here.
And here's the thing. You can say you learn stuff at Mount Rushmore, but you don't.
You don't.
You don't, because they're too all over the place with their message. It's half about the guy who made it and half about the... you learn nothing that you wouldn't learn in elementary school.
Well, and also, yeah, and they're like that. They always just like, because of the four presidents that it is, they're always like, and you know, George Washington, the first president, you're like, I was aware of this.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson, like, the next guy up, you're like, I was aware of that too. But Lincoln, he did Civil War. And we're like, I know this.
I did it. And then when you go inside to the actual museum, it's about Gutzon Borglum, the guy who made, yeah, designed it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, you're like, and also because that's, spoilers, but he died before it got finished. So it's kind of just like, I don't know why he didn't even see his own creation. So I don't even know why we care. I don't know. Like, he wasn't there for it. Like, I know he started it. And
from now on, if you die during art, then everyone who was helping you make art, they randomly draw straws and it becomes their, whoever it wins, it's their art now.
That's all I'm saying. We're literally right now in Spain, they're finishing a cathedral that started in like the 16th century, Sagrada del Familia, I think.
Yeah, Catherine was just there.
Yeah, so they're finishing it now after the guy who tried to create it died, was killed. So it's not his. Now they need to just go to that construction crew, draw names, and be like, Johnny, it's yours.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're going, man. That's all yours.
That's what I'm saying, all right? I can't in good conscience
do
Mount Rushmore.
I hear, and there's also some other unconscionable things about it.
Oh, there's some terrible things about
some
it.
Some unconscionable things. Yeah, I'm glad you made it to the final four, Mount Rushmore. I mean, also, Crazy Horse is a part of this. And Crazy Horse, that one's also tough because it's just, it's when it's done, it will maybe be the greatest, coolest thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, but it ain't done.
But it ain't done. So when we get there, let me know. Hit me up.
We've always said
we're happy to reevaluate and relitigate. So once Crazy Horse is completed, I'm happy to come back to this Final Four and
Absolutely.
Have a new conversation. But yeah, until then, I think we do got to move the National Mall on. So here we go. We got the Grand Canyon going up against the National Mall. Okay. So Cody,
yes.
Going back to your point though, someone, Paul from Uruguay.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm coming to America. I got 3 days. Where are you sending?
Yeah.
Does the Grand Canyon have the same problem as Mount Rushmore? Or because let's see, I think one important thing to note is how far is the Grand Canyon from like Phoenix? What is the near 3 hours? Okay. Not too bad.
But hey, that's a major city. But here's the thing. The Grand Canyon, I feel like there's just, once you're at Mount Rushmore, there's nothing besides Mount Rushmore. It's Grand Canyon. I feel like you could take donkeys to the bottom. There's probably a place
to
eat food. There's that other park that's just out the way where they got the big rocks. In that area, there's more to do.
Sure. Okay. Now, my other question goes back to something we kind of talked about already, but I want to bring it back. So the National Mall, we are saying the best U.S. monument, right?
Yes.
The Grand Canyon in no way tells our story, right? Our history, our story. I'm not saying that it's important to say, I'm just saying it doesn't. National Mall feels like we are doing that, but it is just a lot of white dudes there.
Yeah, I hear you.
And MLK, which also feels kind of how they've like treated your boy.
Yeah, gotta get him.
Like, no, he's basically one of them. It's like he was not even close, but I get like, okay, sure. No, he only did one speech. He only talked about one thing ever. He definitely wasn't like, hey, I'm pretty sure the CIA is going to kill me because I'm telling black and white people, like, what? You're both poor. Why do you give a shit? Fight against them.
Yeah.
But they don't put that on his plaque, which bothers me.
They should. I mean,
they really should.
I understand they should be, but I think there's something about the Grand Canyon that is, I think being one of the natural wonders is cool.
Sure.
Like, you can't go anywhere else in the world and see this. I can go get political propaganda and basically any country I go to.
That's fair. Like, okay, if I were to go to another country, I'm trying to think, like, what is the thing that I'm old, like, that I really want to see? And is it the wonders of the world?
No,
or is it
God, when I go into my own heart, it's just big stuff that people made.
I like big stuff.
I like big rocks that have been carved. I like big buildings. I like stuff that goes up and down and shakes me side to side.
Just at your core, you're like, man,
it's so big.
And it started from an even bigger rock.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
What's amazing. Where are
you at? Feels like it's cheating, though. This is my problem. Is like, I feel like it's cheating. Like, do you feel like if we would have only allowed it to have like the Abe Lincoln or the George Washington? We both know if it was just the George Washington, we would have kicked this out.
Yeah.
You're but not giving me nothing, George Washington. Abe Lincoln's is sick. Thomas Jefferson kind of has his own cool little setup and thing.
All right. Okay. That's true. But I think we gotta, if I'm at the National Mall, right?
Yeah, it has to be put together though. Like, it's all right there. Like,
it's gotta be all one thing. And also, like, that's where Forrest Gump was there. Forrest Gump did the thing there.
Oh,
and like the X-Men God. Had a thing there. And like, no one does anything at the Grand Canyon is my point. Like, we have this big hole, but like, think about Hollywood. They don't use the hole.
The hole, yeah. They rarely, yeah, they do not focus. Yeah, we're like, hey, it is what it is. That's my only, and that, I think that's the scary part about the Grand Canyon for me. We talked about this, right? We talked about this in Group A. So I'm not splitting the atom here. What if I'm not amazed? What if I drove 4 hours from Vegas, right? I'm just in the Mecca of sin. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a day. I'm going to drive out. I want to see the Grand Canyon, right? I want to see the sunrise over the Grand Canyon. Let's do it. And then I get there. And I'm just thinking the whole time that I'm like, I'd really rather be playing craps.
Yeah.
This ain't craps.
It's not craps.
Whereas, like, at least I feel like the National Mall, your expectation is kind of set, right? I know exactly how I'm going to feel looking at a statue. I'm going to read a little bit, grab some new info, be like, oh, interesting. Did you know Thomas Jefferson was allergic to honey? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to go eat. Now I'm going to go do something else. Like, I can kind of compartmentalize it. But the Grand Canyon, if I am awed by this and I find God, then then it maybe is the greatest thing of all time.
That's what I'm saying. You either find God or lose God at the Grand Canyon. There's no...
Right. It's what there are people there. It's just tears for a lot of different reasons at the Grand Canyon.
I'm walking in the National Mall. I think at the end of the day, I thought I was going to be a Grand Canyon boy. I thought I liked this big hole, but to be a national monument, I want to embrace the history, but I also want to embrace the creation of it. Like, somebody had to make this stuff and be inspired and build it.
Right. Not just build roads into it and then put a ticket booth.
It's a monument to something, not a monument to hole.
What? Right, 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 right. Yeah, I think I'm with you here. I think I got to go National Mall. Maybe it's a little overpowered, but hey, I would say, like, also, you're in D.C. That's a pretty good spot to go.
Nick, would you, I'm giving you the option. You get to keep the Grand Canyon, or you can get rid of the Grand Canyon completely. It becomes just normal dirt over there.
Sure, but there
is one hole that's 1 foot round, but it is completely bottomless and science can't explain it.
Because you're not allowed to do this in the Grand Canyon. Am I allowed to throw pennies down it?
Yeah, whatever. No, science can't explain it.
Fine then, yeah.
Yeah, like, whatever,
throw pennies down it. That's all I'm trying to do. And I don't like the Grand Canyon. It's like, hey, you really can't do that here, man.
What,
like,
would
that's
be more
not...
impressive, though? Like, if you're just looking at it on the ground, just a hole.
Yeah. But it's just, they're like, no, for like, you get like one of those like high powered like lasers. And even then you can't, like, you're just
science can't do it. There's nothing.
And there's nothing. There's no way.
I guess I'm just sad that science explained the Grand Canyon. And that's all I wanted to say.
that someone figured out erosion and you were just like, man,
there it goes. There it is.
So that's all. It was just wind and rain. That's kind of lame. If I'm being honest, kind of sucks. It's not really that cool. Oh, and it took billions of years. So I will never see the Grand Canyon change in any major way ever.
So, I'm supposed to love this hole with my heart and soul, but I don't even get to see a sequel. No, I'm out.
No, sorry. We're probably adding new shit to the mall all the time. We just added MLK, like I just said. We're going to add new people to it all the time.
Fuck yeah.
Always a reason to go back to the mall. Ain't nothing for you. You know what? Fuck the Grand Canyon. I'll say it. I don't even
get it.
Screw you, Grand Canyon.
What do you do? Come
until
fight
you
me?
Get a sequel, until you get a better sequel, I don't even know if I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm probably not. I've decided that right now. So I'm locking in National Mall, dude.
I'm locking the National Mall as well. And that is it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. National Mall, you're on the boat. If you liked what you heard, please go hit that follow, that like, that subscribe. Make sure we're showing up in your feed so you can see all the great episodes. And give us those 5 stars, please.
Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us. We got a new season coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.